At this point, with the data that we have, are you optimistic that we're going to be able to move this into the adjuvant setting?
The key question that comes to mind when you see a robust efficacy signal in metastatic breast cancer, as was seen in the E2100 Taxol/Avastin pivotal trial, the key question that comes to mind in terms of clinical translational research is, would it do even better for early stage disease? So this is a critical question. The ECOG group has already done a pilot Avastin trial in combination with an anthracycline-based chemotherapy regimen just to look at safety issues to make sure it's safe to give Avastin with anthracyclines, and the results of that study are forthcoming. But I think there have been no serious issues with regard to considering adjuvant Avastin trials, and so they are in fact planned by a joint collaboration between NSABP and the BCIRG. Moreover, in the HER2-positive patients, based on our phase 2 data of Herceptin plus Avastin, plus the composite safety data on Avastin with anthracycline-based regimens, really we have no qualms about moving forward with an Avastin-based adjuvant study for HER2-positive disease in combination with Herceptin. We certainly will look at the safety endpoints very, very critically. Particularly cardiac safety is one of our principal concerns in the HER2-positive group because we know that Herceptin can reduce ejection fractions. And there's some hint from even the package insert data on Avastin of anecdotal small percentage of patients who develop congestive heart failure in some of the other diseases that drug has been used in. So we're going to have to look at that very, very closely indeed.